The Diamond Dinner. One day in the town of Marne, Michigan, Mrs. Theodore Greenup is walking in her flower garden with her friend, Amy Gillette.
And Amy, see how my sweet williams have grown. I think they look real pretty.
You know, the new seed catalog has the most beautiful red nasturtium. I think I'll send for some to trail up that old wire fence. Always was the ugliest looking thing.
Oh, my goodness, must be almost time for me to get supper. Ted comes home earlier now.
I'll walk to the door with you. I declare, you don't look a day older than when you married Ted Greener. Your hands don't look as if you've ever done a day's work.
I am kind of proud of my hands. Oh, Amy.
Well, what's the trouble?
Look, it's gone.
What? Oh, dear. The diamond's gone out of your engagement ring.
Oh, Amy, what'll I do?
Oh, well, now, maybe it dropped out while we were picking those sweet peas. Let's go back and look.
Oh, I hope I can find it. Ted'll be awful mad if I've lost it. Now, I'll dig right here where I was working.
But neither of the two women ever find the diamond. They go over every inch of ground until they reluctantly admit that it is lost forever. 6 years pass. Amy Gillette and her husband are having dinner with the Greeners. She comes over early to help in the kitchen.
Looks like we're going to have a pretty good dinner. And does George like chicken and dumplings?
So does Ted. Oh, I sort of hated to kill Biddy. But she was the worst hen for getting into the flowers. I couldn't keep a thing growing.
I know. You get sort of attached to chickens. Silly thing. Haven't got a grain of sense. Not a grain.
Oh, how I hate to draw a chicken. By the time I'm through, I've lost my appetite.
It's no wonder you still have your girlish figure.
Amy, look.
Why, what's the matter?
Look, in the gizzard. That diamond from my engagement ring, remember?
Sure enough. Well, I'll be.
Well, it looks perfectly all right, doesn't it? Well, fancy that.
Whoever would have dreamt such a thing? My, why, honey, you look as if you wanted to cry.
Well, I feel kind of sorry for poor Biddy finding it for me after all these years.
Strange as it seems, a diamond lost for 6 years was actually found in the gizzard of a hen. The meeting of Schubert and Shakespeare. It is a sunny morning in the year 1826. At a wayside inn near the village of Waring in Germany, gay music mingles with the clink of foaming steins and the bustle of waiters. And now, who should arrive but the young composer, Franz Schubert? Mine host, Frederick, rushes forward to greet him.
Hello, my good friend, Franz Schubert. Good morning to you.
Good morning, Frederick. Have you saved a table for me?
But most assuredly. I said to myself, Schubert will certainly be here this morning. It is too beautiful to stay indoors.
And you have for me those little sausages, Frederick? Pure pork, mind you.
Oh, now you wait, Herr Schubert. You will see what a surprise I give you at this time.
Do I believe my eyes? There's that old bookworm, Tietze, already here, sitting at the very table I had last. Reading. Always reading.
Yeah, he is always here. He gets a book, he sits down at the table, and what do you suppose?
What?
He forgets to go home.
I hear you, you noisy ruffians. Well, what if I have been here since then? This is one inn where you can get decent beer. Hey, Frederick.
As you say, Herr Tietze.
But what is this book? Such industry. Ah, you read Shakespeare?
Imagine reading on such a beautiful morning as this. The sky is blue, the birds sing in the trees, we have music, and he sits here reading a book.
You may laugh, Frederick, but the world can get along very well without your beautiful days, your birds and your music. But without the immortal bard Shakespeare, listen to this. Hark, hark.
Yeah, but these sausages, I must get them for Herr Schubert. Excuse me just a minute.
You would sell your soul for poetry, Tietze. What is it of Shakespeare that you read? Ah, Cymbeline, eh? Well, what does he say?
Listen. Hark, hark, the lark at heaven's gate sings, and Phoebus gins arise his steeds to water at those springs on chaliced flowers that lie.
Ah, beautiful.
And winking merry buds begin to ope their golden eyes. With everything that lovely is, my lady sweet, arise,
wait,
arise.
It is as you say, divine. Oh, if I only had some music paper close at hand. A beautiful melody comes to me as you read. Stop a moment. I will draw the lines on this menu. There. La, 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 la. La, 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 la,
la, la, la, la, la, la, la, la, la, la, la, la, la, la, la,
la, la, la, la, la, la,
la, la, la, la, la, la, la,
writing music on the back of a menu card. Oh, mein Gott, mein Gott, what next?
Why not? The great Schubert can make even a menu card melodious.
That is true. Oh, these composers, they have the divine spark, as you say. But I'm afraid Herr Schubert's sausage will be cold before he is ready.
No, you are wrong, Herr Frederick. It is done. I have caught and caged the bird.
What? All harmonized also?
A wonderful Franz.
And in such a few minutes?
Come, there is a piano here. Come, Herr Schubert, let us see what you have made of it.
No, I'd rather not.
But suppose we have no curiosity?
Music on a menu card. Oh, surely that is something new.
Besides, you must pay us for keeping our appetites waiting. Here, man, play, play.
Very well, then. I will.
Wonderful.
A composition like that in 20 minutes.
Wine, Frederick, mein Horst, wine to celebrate the great Schubert, who writes songs on the back of your menu card.
Yeah, wine. Bring wine, Katie.
Come on, a moment.
Maybe you did not get the appointment of court conductor because you do not write a mass according to the style his Imperial Majesty approves. But long after his Majesty is forgotten, you shall live through this song.
And Goethe, when he hears it, will he not wish that he had not been more attentive to our Schubert?
Oh, he will not care. He has never so much as answered my last composition, which I set to his words. Now, 3 months ago.
Oh, mind that. The people, they will love it, Franz.
Wine for the great Schubert.
And now, Horst Frederick, drink to the great Schubert.
Ja, to Franz Schubert.
And tonight, we shall go to Sophia's house, and she shall sing for us this song for the first time. Eh, Frederick?
Ah, yes. How she would sing it. Wonderful. Wonderful. I can almost hear.
On chalice flowers that lie, and winking merry
Thus, strange as it seems, this immortal song, Hark, Hark, the Lark, was composed by Schubert one morning at a little inn in a few minutes on the back of a menu card.